This is Little Rock Public Radio. I'm Daniel Breen, and it is Thursday. That means it is time for the Weekend Entertainment Roundup. Joining us, as always, is the Arkansas Democrat Gazette's Eric Harrison. How's it going, Eric?
Tolerably well, thank you. Yourself?
Doing well. So tell us what is in store for us this weekend.
Well, of course, this is Independence Day weekend, and festivities, particularly important this year as the nation celebrates its 250th birthday, are taking place across the state. Here are a couple that are taking place closest to home. A performance of patriotic and show tunes by the Arkansas Symphony with a festival culminating fireworks finale at the heart of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette's 42nd annual Pops on the River, Saturday in the River Market First Security Bank Amphitheater at Julius Breckling Riverfront Park, 400 President Clinton Avenue in Little Rock. Festivities get underway at 5 p.m. in the River Market District with the amphitheater gates opening at the same time for pre-symphony concert entertainment that includes Nikki Parrish featuring the group Chemistry, and jazz man Rodney Block. Former Miss Arkansas Kennedy Holland serves as master of ceremonies. Inside the gated area, the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau is setting up tents to sell beer, canned mixed drinks, and water. Children's activities and games, including soccer activities and information on summer camps from Arkansas Rising. And food trucks will vend traditional and not-so-traditional fair food. Pops.arkansasonline.com. And Historic Arkansas Museum, 200 East 2nd Street in Little Rock, offering its annual Frontier 4th of July, 10 a.m. to noon Saturday. Attendees can munch on birthday cake and add their signature to a giant replica of the Declaration of Independence. There will be historic games and make-and-take activities, music by Artists United and Star Mitchell and George West, a parade around the grounds while participants sing Yankee Doodle, a reading of the Declaration, and historic toasts in lemonade and watermelon. ArkansasHeritage.com. In live theater this weekend, middle and high school students from across Arkansas gathered at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock for the Jody Mahoney Center for Gifted Education's MT stage from the Bard to Broadway. They've been examining how Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet has been reimagined for Broadway and contemporary audiences before creating their own interpretation, which they'll show off at a student showcase performance at 2 p.m. Friday in Ledbetter Rooms A, B, and C in the Donaghy Student Center on the UA Little Rock campus. 2801 South University Avenue in Little Rock. Actors from Actors Theater of Little Rock marking the organization's fourth birthday by performing hits from the TV show Glee for Little Rock Sings Glee, 6:30 p.m. Monday at Camp Taco, 822 East 6th Street in Little Rock's East Village. Also part of the evening's activities, sing-along surprises, and all the show choir fun, according to a news release, which suggests you come dressed in your best Glee-inspired look. Theater company will also announce its lineup for its fifth season, Actors Theater, with an RELR.org. And Murray's Dinner Playhouse, 6323 Colonel Glenn Road, Little Rock, opening its run of Footloose the Musical this week, running 7:30 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday, but Wednesday matinees only, July 15th and the 22nd. 12:45 and 6:45 p.m. Sunday, buffet opens 30 minutes before curtain time, 501-562-3131, murraysdp.com. In live music this weekend, a brass ensemble joining organist Colin McKnight for a patriotic USA 250 Brass and Organ Pops concert, 7 p.m. Friday at Trinity Episcopal Cathedral, 310 West 17th Street in Little Rock, facebook.com/events, and there's a number we'll have on the website. And Bree Ogden, Brian Copeland, Laurie Caroline, Midnight South, the Big Damn Horns, the Church Fires, and the Cons of Fourmont performing for the 34N92 West Music Festival, 10:45 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday at Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street, Little Rock, 501-912-0980, southerntailbrewing.com.
All right. Well, what are you getting up to on this holiday weekend, Eric?
Air conditioning. Thank you.
Same here. And you can always find more information about weekend goings-on at our website, littlerockpublicradio.org. This is Little Rock Public Radio.